Ella Henderson. You're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Hope you're having a good afternoon, or if you're having a good morning and you're listening to us in the Arctic Circle, which we also broadcast to, very strangely.
Two people?
Yep. Just polar bears all around there just being like, when are you guys going to do more of your stupid stunts where you basically moon each other? And that's a segment.
Plus, get a Bruce Juice up here.
So look, the point is, the show's coming out. And Friday and Saturday, bring your whole family and friends. Enjoy the bull ride on both nights and swap meet and Saturday Plus. Everyone loves a good old rodeo show, don't they?
Yeah, I love a swap meet as well. Tube sucks.
They're really. It's a bull in a China store situation, though, isn't it? It's so weird that they're in the same thing. Wood shopping and Outback Stockman show, roving children's entertainers and helicopter flights. Those roving children's entertainers are definitely going to be terrifying. Won't they? They'll be those real 1950s clowns. It's just like, are you it? $50 plus spectacular fireworks. Adults, $12. Kids and pensioners, $6. Family pass for the weekend is $45.
But we have some passes to give away. So jump on our Facebook and tell us why you love clowns, because we got a whole bunch of them, and it's going to be fun.
And if you say that you hate clowns, you're disqualified and you're banned for life. There's no redemption from this. We are the Kim Jong-un of this station. That you and your children and your children's children, banned. Bad liar up next. Wannabe Spice Girls, you're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
Tune. Absolute tune.
The classics.
Tell you who don't write tunes, or at least in my opinion. The John Butler Trio.
Right.
I want to get some call-ins. Who, we do play them, but whatever. Who is still rocking them? Are they still making music? I mean, who's actually blasting on it? Let me paint a scene for you here, Jordan. It's a cool, brisk, It's a summer's day, whatever. You're at a barbie, all the family around, everyone's going, having fun. It's a Saturday, the burgers, the snags are on. Who's pumping up John Butler Trio as first choice? That's what I want to know.
That is a good question.
Because they're out there.
6352-2900. Who are we thinking about here? Definitely people who work at marketing in Coca-Cola specifically. Not Pepsi. Pepsi would be rocking pink for sure.
And mums. Because mums like it, I guess. I don't know. He's got dreadlocks. Ooh, an acoustic guitar. That's a combo I've never seen before.
Meant to be is up next on Boop. Dave Rexer, Florida Georgia Line. You're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Miss Love, how long do you think the average commitment is when people say, I'm going to start running for an hour a day. I'm just going to put some me time tunes on my iPod and go for a jog.
Do you mean how long do they do that for? Do they, when someone commits, how long until it just fizzles out? Well, I can tell you from experience, personal experience, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that's going to make you feel so good about yourself.
Go on.
You are doing 6 times better than the average.
No.
Most people start up an exercise regime for 2 days.
2 days.
They feel the burn and then they realize they don't like the burn.
Oh man, there is a microcosm of the human spirit's failings. It's that image.
I know.
Isn't there?
We're constantly told this in poetic stories about history that the human flame never extinguishes. Yeah, let's just be very specific about this. 1 in a billion doesn't extinguish. The rest of them, the slightest flicker.
Yeah. They're
cheap Aldi matches. That is
they didn't extinguish, and then Krispy Kremes got invented, and then flames weren't even real.
Mercy, dude. Feel It Still, Portugal the Band. You're listening to the Friendly Geordies Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
G'day.
So, some woman, I can't remember her name.
Russia?
It doesn't matter. You're never going to remember it anyway. Yeah. The point is, in England, is suing her university because she claims that her degree was completely useless and did not help her get a job at all.
It's about time. You know what degree
I did? What happens
now? You know what degree I did?
Go.
A Bachelor of Arts Majoring in media.
So essentially you just donated $60,000 to UD.
I got to my last semester and my supervisor teacher said, what are your majors? What are you majoring in? And I said, I don't know. I just picked stuff that was easy. I did visual arts, art history, basically anything with art.
And could you remember a single fig from it? Because this is the other stat that was saying that 95% of the things that you learn in it aren't applicable. And you forget 98% of it a week later.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What have I retained? African politics... Sorry. Terrorism in Africa is a real thing. That's about it.
Well, the more you know, eh? So you've just condensed a 4-year degree into that.
Let's get back
drive
to...
Drive away, Sundance
kids. We're going to get to the bottom of this when we come back.
Move it, Fib. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We were discussing previously about a woman in the UK who is suing her former tertiary education institution because she didn't learn anything.
Okay, personally, I think it's completely justified and it's a reflection of the climate now in the overly saturated university world where we have useless degrees. What do you think?
Well, it's about bloody time someone did it.
Yes.
I feel exactly the same way.
How much do we both owe? Like 30, 40 grand? I mean, I should not have gone.
This is pretty much it. Just a top tip to anybody who's in high school still.
Yeah, this is pretty a very slanderous thing to say.
Yeah, but like, but just be a brickie.
But just do a trade. You will be a millionaire.
I know.
We were scammed. Our whole generation was scammed.
I really don't think, there is no need for 100,000 people to know when Picasso died.
You ought to know is up next on Move.
Take back the city, Snow Patrol. You're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love.
Yeah, I've got a question for you, Jordan.
Yeah,
Barnaby Joyce, the infamous, renowned liberal frontbencher that's in the headlines at the moment.
Mm.
Apart from all the scandals.
And the fact that he also looks like the Prime Minister in the Australian Simpsons that's floating around naked in a tire.
And
he lives there, basically. New England is that. It is just a bunch of hills with dams. And him.
He's a human turnip.
Yeah.
Apart from all these scandals, what I want to know is, would you, like, this is just keeping me up at night. Would he be a good bloke to have a beer with? And as a just as a little connection with that, who in the Liberal Party would you like to have a beer with, given the choice, if you had to?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
So both of them, I reckon it's definitely Barnaby.
Okay.
Because
really?
You know that after when you go to pay for that beer, he's going to go, Nat, you've already been taken care of.
Yeah.
So you even miss the point where you go, no, I want to pay for the beer. And he goes, oh, don't be silly. He's ahead of the game.
But
on
let's
that.
Be honest, that's everyone in the Liberal Party. If you went for
already
a,
taken care
yeah,
of.
Yeah, if you went for definitely. A beer and let's I'm putting
oh,
this out
let's
there.
No, Chris Pine, absolutely not.
Oh, you reckon?
Chris Pine again. Oh, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, but come on, Bill Shorten.
I don't drink alcohol.
Well, what about the steak? It's like, well, I thought it was a silent agreement that you get this one and I get the next one. We just met. How do you know we're going to go for it? Well, you seem like a nice guy. I think it would probably hang
out. Looking at you with that disappointed mother face, as if you've done something wrong.
Move FM to the bottom of political commentary here.
What makes your country's up there? What makes you country? Luke Bryan, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
Jordan, my girlfriend forces me. Actually, you know this because I live with you and she pretty much forces you. So I don't know why I'm telling you. But to watch Married at First Sight, the cultural glory, the most glorious show ever made, basically. It's the Einstein
of
shows.
The Citizen Kane of television.
What I want to know is, what do you think... How much money would you bet? Is there any chance that one of those relationships would last like a decade? Is there any chance? Sophie Monk broke up with her boyfriend, I don't know, 6 months in, and like big shock and horror, she married the multimillionaire. I didn't see that coming. I'd
be very interested in knowing what the statistics are, but my guess is the one clear closet homosexual that is in every season of Married at First Sight will still be with his wife 10 years from now. That's my bet.
It's probably a more accurate reflection of a modern Australian society than the program, but I'll just leave that at that.
I'd go with you anyway. Birds of Tokyo is up next on me. Love's a Drug, Eskimo Joe. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. So, hey. Miss Love, you've been doing some much-needed Netflix catching up watching, I think, the only good thing on it.
Dave Chappelle. I wouldn't go that far. There's a show about a really esoteric Asian cook that complains about food in the West not being slightly better than it could be.
Okay, no, stand corrected. Two magnanimous shows, and of course, every single documentary, which is specifically about drugs in Mexico. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and murderers in like Arkansas.
Yeah. Did he do it?
Probably.
The Chappelle Corby of America.
So you're watching Dave Chappelle. I was watching the Dave Chappelle stand-up shows. His comeback, his great comeback. And I'd like to know what you think. I mean, generally, it was talked up to me a lot. Yeah, pretty much by you, actually. My friends. My one friend. What am I talking about? And I thought it was good, but you just can't beat when he's talking about Wayne Brady and Purple Drank. It was just, and he looked funnier back then. He looks old and tired now. Just don't smoke. How about that? You have aged.
What a review. What a review.
And stay away from politics.
Can you please be one of the judges on Australia's Next Top Model?
Yeah.
You've got it all.
Hey, just give me the contract.
Dave Chappelle, it's a little thing called moisturizer. Look it up.
I'd way rather be Australian Idol, though. Mark Holden.
Touchdown! Bring it back. It has not been said enough.
Bring it back. I'm going to email him. As soon as we finish this segment, I'm emailing Mark
The reason Australian Idol failed is not because of people just getting tired of the same format of people that just sound exactly like Christina Aguilera.
No.
No, it was because Mark Holden stopped saying touchdown.
Touchdown every
channel
day.
Channel 10, that is going to get you out of debt.
Yes.
Just make it Touchdown the Channel. It's just him. Screaming that 24 hours a day.
I'm a fan. PME is up next.
Wild, wild love, Pitbull, GRL. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. You know, an odd place where I would get a huge amount of sanctity that is not rewarded to me naturally. Mind you, so I really appreciate this. Servos.
Oh, I was going to say Canamble.
Well, it's basically the same thing. That whole place smells like petrol.
I like servos a lot. They're my happy place. Everything's available at the get-go. The fluorescent lights are emulating daytime all the time. Everyone's really nice.
It's great. Flinty, and I really like paying $5 for gum.
Well, there's
but you know, that's all great.
I'm happy to.
Me too. It's not too much. There's heaps of People magazine editions there.
Yes.
I don't know who buys them.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's. I don't think mums are into People.
Okay.
They're into okay. People is. Magazine. I was abducted by an alien, and I also have fake breasts.
Oh.
So that's, maybe mums are into that. I don't know. Who am I to judge?
Conversely, Coles gives me panic attacks.
Feels, that's one of our sponsors. Up next on Boo. Walk on water, every day beyond say, you're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Imagine if Rove McManus was Premier of Victoria. Not even Prime Minister, just Premier.
Would he be good?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because there's a real chance he could prop up the arts, really put a lot of money into public transport and housing, because he was a part of Public Access TV. You might know the merits of it. Or he'd be 10 times worse than Trump. One or the other. It's nothing in between.
You really think that? He would be more or less a modern-day Pol Pot, but like in Australian Rove McManus, one of history's greatest monsters.
He would make Victoria. Victoria would secede from the nation, and it would become its own country, and it would be called your mum.
Yes.
Say hi to your mum. I don't know, something like sponsored by Kraft.
Yes, and the national anthem would be This Heart Attack. Which he never allows it to finish, ever. He just butts in halfway through and goes like, welcome back, it's the Premier of Victoria here for life. Because as previously mentioned, I'm one of history's greatest monsters. No elections.
Oh.
How does your mum feel about that? Coming home, Shepherd is up next on Boo. Coming home, Shepherd. It is the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, if you were on a desert island and you needed just one person to be with you, you got the choice out of these two.
Oh, okay.
Seal or Ricky Martin?
Two of the most significant...
History's finest.
The two of the most influential musicians in the history of mankind right there. So
human beings.
Yeah. Oh, well,
Nelson
yeah.
Mandela, move over. You didn't write, she bangs.
All right. I mean... Seal.
Why?
He seems...
You want to be the prettiest one on the island.
I don't know if I can say why.
Is it because of that?
No, that's not why.
You shallow man.
Because of what?
Because he's ugly.
No!
Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Okay, let me put it this way.
Go.
This might be a career ender.
Oh, no. All right, yes.
Really overtly mixed with annoying. Can't forget the annoying. There's a good chunk of annoying in there. Not a bad person. But overtly, what's the word I'm looking for? I had the word.
Well,
explain
perfect
Ricky
by
Martin.
One Direction is
explain.
Up next. On Move FM. What are you looking for?
Flamboyant.
That's flamboyant, right. Okay.
It's
and
annoying.
On top of that, yes. And don't you think, because he's always wearing satin shirts, he'd say this every 5 minutes. I'm hot.
So much hip gyrating.
That's why you're hot, Ricky. Stop dancing so much in satin
Seal,
on a desert island.
And also, Seal could, you know, get a fire going, I reckon.
Yeah, true. Definitely. Just by, like, staring at a palm... Don't you think? Just by staring at a palm tree and then, like, focusing his eyes and they just turn into laser beams.
Yeah.
Move. Friendly Geordies, you're listening to Move FM.
Sorry, I'm just recovering from Jordan's impersonation of Seal's Kiss from a Rose. Just completely wrong lyrics. Were you even born in the
90s? I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure it said, the shine from your eyes that it sees makes heaps of sense.
Anyway, let's get down to the real brass tacks here, Jordan.
Right.
Why does Australia love Delta so much? And is she, or is she not, is she hip? Or not? Is she with it or not?
Well, she is definitely not. Ooh, catty. I should call this bitchy FM.
Cat FM.
So, Cat FM. Yeah, rear FM. Just
rear
that.
FM.
Right. So, the reason she's not is because, well, time marches on, Delta, and what have you done lately? But the...
So ruthless.
Why does Australia like her as an idea?
Yeah.
I think it's because we secretly want her to be our princess.
So true. There's something happened. Something's happened with me where I actually am starting to think that she's like, it deserves the Australian of the Year award for some reason. I just came to this conclusion.
I'm pretty sure it's because she should just be in Colgate ads, and therefore she should be Australian of the Year. Because when you think of an Australian of the Year, you think they have to have teeth that have not a smidgen of broccoli on them, not 1 ounce.
She just seems really nice. I think I have a crush on her.
Well, that's not creepy. SOS Rihanna is up next on Move FM. All right. So we've just learned that one of your co-hosts just sits there and watches TV going like, you should have been with me, not McFadden. Move. Move FM, the Lithgow show is this Friday and Saturday. So you should bring your family and friends because you get a family pass for the weekend of $45. It'd be fairly easy to... if you were going to bring your mates.
Yeah.
To fool the guys at the front there if two of you just dress up in, I don't know, like just looking like Bambi and Pebbles from the Flintstones. And then they're clearly kids then. So then you get the $45.
Exactly. It's true. An even better way is to write to us on our Facebook page. We've got a bunch of free giveaways for some lucky people out there that are keen on snapping up some deals. So just message us. Or just write on our wall. But basically, you write on our wall, you get one. So
that's pretty much it. I mean, we're not picky.
Yeah, I'm really
excited. In fact, you can even write Move FM. They should call it Boove FM. And I will give you a ticket just for that.
Well, now.
You don't want to mess with the branding.
Let's not go too far.
Okay,
but in all seriousness, this is infinitely better than the Easter show. We grew up in Sydney.
Wood chopping, Outback Stockman show, whatever that is.
I'm actually so excited
to find out what it is.
To be there.
Oh, yeah, in general. Especially if they have one of those competitions where you get to see whose dog in town can jump the highest.
Oh, man. I'm going right now. I got to get out of here. See ya.
Well, you're just going to line up like it's an iPhone. Bye. Fair enough. But see ya. Bye, yourself. If you're gone, wow, how fitting. Matchbox 20, Rob Thomas up next on Move. Shape of you, Ed Sheeran, you're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Here
Trump pulled a stunt.
From Delta to Delta politics.
The Delta Goodrum of politics, Donald Trump.
I wasn't saying that.
He's an attractive 28-year-old.
I was not saying that.
So, the thing is,
he's brought in a North Korean a survivor from North Korea. It doesn't have to be a
refugee.
Yeah, a refugee, that's the one. He has had a terrible life, lost his leg trying to escape. I'm pretty sure he's lost his family. And say what you will about Trump, but he's brought him over, and it's a bit of a stunt, but he's brought him over to America, and he's given him citizenship.
Having said that, though, so what?
It's pretty
nice. It's a great gesture.
It is really
nice. I know
it's
a stunt, and it's working, Trump. I'd vote for you.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much overnight. I know that there's a lot of controversial policies, such as the fact that he has made there being no regulation whatsoever of fishing in the entire Atlantic Ocean, pulled out of the Paris Accord, but he was nice to the legless guy.
Yeah, and let's be honest, Parisians are annoying, so I'll let him have that. But the fishing thing's not cool, and reducing... basically trying to... You know, trying to start a trade war and reducing laws on hunting as well, like bringing in ivory, not good.
Yeah, I don't understand the need for that.
No.
Unless, of course, you are just a fan of ivory dealers.
Well,
that's one of your friends.
The
guy from The Simpsons whose check was made out of ivory that tried to buy Stampy.
But it's
that man exists, and that is Trump's friend.
But it's a very good it's a very good summation of what what emotions and how people carry themselves in can Trump. Yeah, see what I did there? Can Trump?
No. Oh yes, I do see it. Yes,
policy. Like for instance, when Bernie Sanders got rushed on stage by some activists, and he just went back, subsided, and just walked back to the room. He was like, hey, "Yeah, show he's back in." Wherever that annoying place, Vermont.
He's like a rainforest flower, isn't he? The slightest shimmer of daylight and he coils into himself.
I just want to push him over, man.
Okay, Young, Jung and Broke Carlin is up next on Move. Thank you for that, Miss Love.
School kids.
Young, Dumb and Broke, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
You're definitely in the first two.
Well, the point is,
yeah,
I was looking at a yabby in a stream today. Until my dog came along and licked the water, and then obviously, because it saw a huge tongue descend from the heavens, thought it was the end of the world and hid under its rock.
Yeah.
But the point is, I was sitting there and I was thinking, that doesn't seem too bad of a life. Just sitting in a permanent jacuzzi.
Mm.
And if anyone tries to screw with you, you have two scissors as hands. You're Edward Scissorhands.
I'm gonna be frank with you, Jimmy.
Go for it, because I'm always up for that. Honest feedback.
As time goes on, I seem to be staring at animals that have way smaller brains than me and envying their lives. Pigeons, dogs.
Pigeons has gone a bit far.
No,
I'll agree with you. Dogs and yabbies.
No.
Why do you want to have consistent lice? And also be, I don't know, hideous?
Because...
Seal's hotter than a pigeon.
Because I'm in touch with nature. That's why I want to have lice, and I'm cool with that. And also, flying the majestic planes. I mean, sure, the majestic planes are the main strip of Lithgow, but flying that is mad.
But that's not most of your life. Most of your life is sitting there thinking, when's that bag lady going to come back with some tip-top bread?
Do pigeons have to pay taxes?
No.
Do pigeons have to pay mortgages?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do pigeons have to work?
Well, yeah, sort of. They do.
Not really. They're
they
scavengers.
Have to look around expectantly at any woman that walks past with a cardigan.
It's
going,
high school.
Are you
going
to give us bread?
That's
or
basically
not?
High school. That's like, yeah, yeah, right. Trade me, right. I'll trade you my fruit Jello cup for your roll up. Give me that any day.
No, it's not that. It's the poor kids at school that were going, please, just a sip of the Coke, just a sip of the Coke, your whole life.
Exactly.
That's fine. That's fine.
So,
and you never have to go to maths.
So let's just get onto it. Me and you will sink the rest of our money into transforming ourselves into birds.
I wonder how much. I wonder how expensive that would be. Maybe because it's in so low demand, they're just like, oh, I'll do it for $50. I've got a free Tuesday.
So excited.
Closer is up next. Week. We can't stop. Miley Cyrus, you're listening to the Move FM radio show. It's a radio
you're
station.
To
that's
Ash
what you're
talk.
Listening to.
Get with it, all
get
right?
with the program.
You like us, we like you. It's a mutual contractual agreement.
Yeah. That's never going to change either.
Now,
got it?
Now, the important thing is that Jordan has come to this realization that tourist goers that go to Bali
always
tend to progress to Japan. Is that right?
Yes. And I want to know what's up with that.
Well,
why is it that everybody who goes to Bali thinks, oh, you know what culture is exactly the same as this? The one that has talking toilets.
I think I know why. Mm. Bali is very much like SDS.
Surf, dive, ski?
Yes.
I'm liking where this is going already. Excellent mention.
It's great. It's got everything you need.
It absolutely does.
But it's sort of one-dimensional and you can get it all in about 2 days. Japan is like the coffee club. One day, they got smoked salmon bagels, and then one day, they got smoked salmon bagels with little sesame seeds on them.
Oh, so you never know what you're going to get when you go to Japan.
There's more going on.
Okay, so your review of it is that it is as insane as having either a bagel with or without sesame seeds on it.
Have you been in Japan?
Nah, yeah, for a day, and I was doing a photo shoot there, so they just took some photographs of me. I said, lame. Can I look at Tokyo Tower? And they said, no. Touch is up next on Move. I'm not the only one, Sam Smith. You're listening to Fairly Geordie's Drive Home show, where Miss Love in the break was explaining to me the difference between working in a kitchen at a restaurant and working at the bar of a restaurant.
So the kitchen... what I want you to imagine is Cinderella. This is the bar.
Wait. When Beauty and the Beast, like, I mean, when she became the princess or beforehand? When she's just scrubbing her sister's scullery pots.
Take an educated guess.
Okay, the prince part. Good.
Yeah, being in the kitchen is twirling in a circle with a cocktail. Because that's what people do in kitchens. That's what Gordon Ramsay does. And
I knew it was magic.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So show good.
All right, so it's the chamber pot one.
Yeah. and this is all bar work. So this is me shaking a drink. And then this is me pouring a drink. Oh, you're a model, huh? That'll be $29.90.
6352-2900. Can you disagree with that? Have you worked in both a bar and a restaurant?
Try.
I mean, in the kitchen of the restaurant. Tell me if you think that the kitchen is better.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up the light. Boosig is up next on Poop. When you look at me, Christina Milian, you are listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show, where we've come across this child comedian.
A king of sorts.
Of sorts, for sure.
Yes.
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah.
He has the toughest gig in the world. I mean, comedians are constantly complaining about the fact that they have to do corporate gigs. At least in a corporate gig, they understand your vocabulary.
Yeah, and nuance and sort of politeness. No one in a corporate gig is going to yell at, "You snotty nose!" Well, some corporate gigs, but...
Yeah, or afterwards, instead of shaking your hand, just touch you with mucusy hands. As if he's not inviting it, his name is Mr. Snotbottom. Makes me laugh today. He should move into the adult crowd.
Yeah, he should.
Let you down, Peking Ducks, up next on Move. let you down. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show on Move FM. My friend just went and saw Jordan Peterson. For anyone who doesn't know, he's this controversial psychologist. I really don't know why he is. His points are clean your room.
Yeah, he's basically...
Why is that a thing that 30% of the people that listen to him are just like, you can't tell me how to live my life?
Because it's a sign of the times. He's basically a year six teacher.
Yeah.
He's like, do your homework. Please don't swear like while you're saying a prayer. That's a bit much.
And probably constantly carries around hand sanitizer. And it's probably a bit offensive when you shake his hand because instantly straight after that, he just dobbed it.
Yeah,
with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's crazy that people are just like, unbelievable.
It is. But the thing is that my friend went and saw his live concert, I guess you would say.
His live monotone talking session.
Yes. Instead of pink, gray. And so he was there and he had this sudden realization 20 minutes in that I paid $60 to hear what I heard exactly on YouTube.
I think this is a conundrum now of a lot of public figures and speakers. I understand a band because you kind of feel the music like in your ribs. Mm. But
yeah, you've got that I love this song
vibe. But I'm pretty sure like that guy's voice isn't resonating at a point where you're just like, woo! Like, there's no point, is there?
He's not raising you to the roof, is he? He's someone who sounds like Kermit the Frog, who's basically telling you the importance of standing up straight.
Let's abolish all live performance ever and just YouTube stream everything from now on.
I think that's pretty fair. Anyone who watches anything on YouTube now, one video clip, $100. Let's just cut out the middleman. Say it by Flippers up next on Move.
Feeling the sun, party done, shadows walking home. Walking with our game on. You are my kind, classic mind, and you look so fine.
To you, David Guetta, Justin Bieber, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I'm pretty sure I have the most non-controversial point
that you
could ever ask Australiana.
Yeah.
And that is, you might like drinking VB cans, but how much more glorious is it watching some guy without a shirt on, usually with a Queensland state of origin hat on?
Yes.
Huge gut.
Yeah.
Chugging VBs.
Or
I would much rather look at that than drink one.
Yeah, or really skinny.
Yeah, that's even better. Especially if they can shotgun them successively. Skinniness really adds to that. But either extreme end of the scale. You have to be either a Bernie or a Snuffleupagus.
I mean, us two city kids were... And we've been converted because we're city kids no longer. Where basically all we were familiar with was mums sitting on milk crates, but except for with a cushion on it, not really enjoying their coffees, like enjoying them, but not really enjoying them.
Yeah, but still being very insistent that it is the best coffee in Sydney. Need me to stay as a summer. 24K Magic, Bruno Mars. I'm sure he'd be deeply offended. Where's the K?
I know.
Where is it?
I paid a lot of money for someone to think of that.
Bruno. Exposed.
Believe me.
He exposed himself.
That guy dancing at the Super Bowl, there was no need to expose him. Just look at him and he'll just by osmosis expose himself to you.
You know, I was thinking that while I was dancing, I was going, is Bruno Mars just one of Chris Lilly's characters? Endgame is up next.
Endgame,
Taylor Swift, you are listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
We have a revolutionary style of alarm. And this is patent pending, so don't you try to... go on Danos Direct with this because we might find you.
It's amazing. It's innovative and an instant classic.
Yeah,
there's not an older way of getting woke.
But we're making it new again.
We've put a fresh twist on it that I think is going to agree with everyone's taste of getting up in the morning.
Tell me, how do you wake me up in the morning?
So, the way that I wake up is two dogs that just keep pounding on the door, waiting for me to give them a walk. That's my wake-up alarm.
So medieval.
Yeah. It is.
Pounding on the door.
Oh, God, I've just got roosters. Yeah. That's it. That's just dog roosters. But the way that you wake up is because... They know that they're not going to get a walk out of you.
Oh, they know, yeah.
You're basically one of those hospital-ridden patients that's in the geriatric ward. That's you. So I come back from the walk and get you up by just picking the dogs up and throwing them at your head.
Hurling them at me. And I tell you what, it's effective in so many ways.
There's not a better way to wake up except for just literally raining cats and dogs.
Raining cats and dogs. You haven't lived until the first thing you see when you open your eyes is a border collie / blue heeler 360 towards your head. That's all I'm saying.
Hitting you in the face, scratching you a little bit while it tries to get comfortable on your face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
Sugar is up next on Boo. Take care, Drake and Rihanna. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, where last night we watched... Oh, God.
The worst movie ever made?
Yeah. It's instantly out of my mind.
Ugh.
The Purge. That was the one.
The Purge
election
three.
Year.
Yeah.
So, Miss Love, can you please give us a rundown of what you think about it?
What I think about it?
Mm.
The Purge election year was one of the wimpiest, most boring movies I've ever seen. And it's also commonly referred to as how George Clooney saw the election.
Because you just got to look at it.
Verbatim.
You got to look at it. I mean, yeah, we get it that some videos, some movies are going to be political in nature and there's going to be an undertone of that. But if you're just... doing an all-out action film where people are just in the streets machine-gunning each other. Why do you have to make that political?
I know, and it's...
And
to make it a pseudo-reality, it's like, this is you know, they're obviously trying to make a sort of real reflection on, I guess, what could have, should have, and I guess did happen. And it's just... insane.
It's incredibly, like, there is a shot. There is some woman there that is clearly supposed to be Hillary Clinton running for election
the
in this
virtuous one, yeah.
In this, nightmarish future that's all too real. And so, anyway, there's this gang of Russians that start beating her up. I mean,
choking.
I wonder what the message is there. And this was just one of the many examples. It was scene after scene of that. It was that movie shouldn't have been called The Purge Election Year. It should have been called Hillary Was Robbed, the movie.
Was it directed by Wolf Blitzer? Like, what is going on?
That was the only... Honestly, that movie would have been great if every single actor in it was just a new star anchor, your Van Joneses, your Anderson 360s, that would have been fantastic.
Well, it basically was, let's be honest.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean...
So anyway, I highly recommend that you do watch that film.
Yeah, check it out.
Cheekers is up next on Boo. Best day of my life, American authors. You're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. I had an epiphany.
Yes.
Everybody seems to be working towards one of those mansions that you see on MTV Cribs, which are always in some suburb in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And the next door houses to you are pretty common. They're drab.
You think everyone wants a house that has like a TV in the floor?
Yeah.
I'm not.
You're not for that.
No.
Well, what house do you
want?
But
I'm not the everyday man. So maybe you're right. Maybe the everyday man wants to go big or go home. I basically want a tent, but a big tent.
This is what I'm saying as well. I've come to the epiphany, and I think it's a point of maturity.
Yeah.
It goes full circle.
Yeah.
When you're a kid, what you want is a tree house. When you're fully mature, that's what you want. You want to live in the rainforest in one of those eco mansions.
Yeah. Oh, man, 100%. I'd love to live in one of them, yeah.
Just one of the Ewoks headquarters that is not that well hidden. And it's up in the trees.
And is that what you're
and they
looking
have chicken
for?
Walkers.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. That's what I want now. I don't want one of those houses where you have to open it with a gold chain on.
No, I never did. And I never did. Yeah, I'm the same, man. I'm a man from humble, beginnings. If there's a roof, I'm like, pretty stoked.
That's so humble.
I'm really stoked.
That one never was up next on Move.
Every morning, Sugar Ray, you're listening to Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
Tune.
Does this deserve to be a secret? One of our friends...
You're such a...
Let me finish.
Oh, the worst man.
Got $400,000 and he's saying keep it under wraps. Why? Because we're going to mug him?
He didn't get $400,000. He got some sort of inheritance, and then he worked for the rest of it.
He worked as a brewer. I can't imagine them being on $100K a year. I'd be surprised if they have enough to buy mustache gel. They probably just have to spit on it in the morning to make it twirl, as is what every boutique brewer does these days with their face. Anyway, Wolves is up next. Wolves, Selena Gomez, you're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hey, Miss Love.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the deals that Wendy's in the shops gives away for its donuts? Oh, sorry, Donut King.
Yeah, I was going to say Wendy's is only in America. Yeah, I'm aware. You mean at the end of the day at about 5, where they chuck them up on the counter and go, $5 for a box or $1 a donut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You're well aware.
I'm well aware.
Okay, so have you tasted them? What is the difference between a fresh donut and one that's been around for a day? It's the exact opposite of a curry, isn't it? Donuts.
The difference is, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not negligible. What's the word where it's like very, what's a fancy word for minimal?
Minuscule.
Yeah, that'll do.
All right, Rubber Guy, Baby, Clean Bandit, Sean Paul is up next on Move.
Just get into them.
I don't think Donut King's ever even advertised with us, but they exist and they have stale donuts that are quite cheap. Sabrina Carpenter, why? You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. There's a type of person that I wake up every morning and am perpetually grateful that I didn't turn out like that.
Yeah.
Because it very could have easily been me. There, but for the grace of God goes I.
It's a rove.
Yeah, okay. Dude, I'm so glad that he's not played on this station anymore.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot he was on radio.
Rove. Did you say hi to your mum for me? What does he do now? He does that show on Doctor Who on ABC2.
He just fills up one of those kiddie pools full of cash and just goes, yay, and throws money around.
All right, Young Forever is up next on Boo.